Thoughts on Amos, Amos chapter 1 and verse 3, to chapter 2 and verse 5. Israel's neighbors, Amos 1:3 to 2:5. I know it's a big portion, but I think it all fits together. It's a very bad chapter division here. Now, Amos is a prophet, a preacher to Israel in the north. But before he opens his account with Israel, and he has a very stern account to present to Israel, he turns to Israel's neighbors. In many cases, you might say enemies. He speaks of Damascus, Syria, Gaza, Tyre, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and Judah. He's getting closer to home when he reaches Judah. But having dealt with these various neighbors or enemies, he then, Amos in chapter 2, verse 6, turns his attention to the main burden of his ministry, Israel. Now, what does he have to say to Israel's neighbors? Well, it's not the same as he speaks to Israel, although Judah gets very close, of course, because Judah and Israel not long ago were one nation. But what is the burden to these nations, to these peoples? Well, if you look at what he says, you will see that he is speaking of sins. You get this over and over again. How about verse 6, for example? For three sins of Damascus. And then verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 13, and then get into the next chapter, chapter 2, and verse 1 and verse 4. What's the burden with Syria? What's God's word for them? Where does Amos open when he's speaking to Gaza, Tyre, Edom, and all these countries? They're all different, but they have one thing in common, and this is the great matter that this man brings up. It is the question of sins. What he means, of course, that he's preaching against their sins. In the name of God, the Lord is roaring from Zion. He's thundering from Jerusalem. He's speaking through this man. This is the claim he's making. And he's addressing these nations, not about their poverty or their wealth or this or that. That may all come into it, but that's not the real burden. The real burden is the wrath of God, and the wrath of God because of their sins. Look at verse 3 and on. Because, I speak against your sins. For three sins of Damascus, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Because. And he spells it out in each case. Now, I'm not going into detail with each nation, but the point is made in each case. I will do it. It's God's will. It's God's determination. It's God's prediction. It's God's warning. And what will he do? Verse 4, verse 7, verse 10, verse 12, verse 14, and then 2 and 5. What? Fire, fire, fire. It's destruction. It's judgment. It's captivity. It's death. These people God holds to account. Of course, he holds Israel and Judah likewise in higher account, but because they are his people, and he's given them their law. He doesn't mention the law of Moses to these people. Judah, he comes into it, of course, because Judah has received it, but the other nations, no. But they have sinned against that law written on every man's heart, Romans 2, 12 to 15, that conscience law. It's seared, it's diminished, it's not perfect, but it's there. Men know. And Judah is different. It's God's law, chapter 2, verse 4. But not the same with the others. But nevertheless, they're still accountable. Well, that's all the history of it. And interesting, too. No, my friend, I'm not trying to give a history talk. What am I trying to do? I say, we need Amoses today. We need preachers who will address the people of God, and the people outside of the kingdom. And the application is obvious. Do I need to make it? God still sees our sins. He sees yours, he sees mine. Believer or unbeliever, I'm Dersia. And God knows how to visit because of sin. Churches are not exempt, Revelation 2 and 3. Unbelievers are not exempt. Believers are not exempt. God knows our sins. Yes, brother and sister in Christ, the blood of Christ cleanses us from sin. Yes, all sin, yes. But is it not obvious to us that we have to deal with this sovereign, holy God, and he holds the nations to account? I'm in the United Kingdom. I address the United Kingdom. I know some people are listening in the States, Australia, Russia, wherever it might be. Wherever we are, God holds us, our families, our churches, our nations, to account, and we cannot escape it. May God raise up preachers who awaken the people by their words, by their roaring from Zion, by their thundering the gospel. May it be that sinners are awakened to the fact that God calls to account.